Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food at Paparazzi Restaurant. Book your table at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Sad news for the Rolling Stones, with their legendary drummer Charlie Watts passing away aged 80. The prolific drummer had a long career with the band when he joined in 1963, driving the beat behind massive hits such as Satisfaction, Paint It Black, Start Me Up and many, many more.
Charlie Watts!
The era I've learned to play, this particular make and drums were like what everybody loved to use.
Charlie was still playing with the Stones up until last year when his health declined. He's survived by his wife of nearly 60 years, Shirley, and their four children.
Yeah, very sad news. Rolling Stones pay tribute to their beloved drummer, saying, "It's with immense sadness that we announce the death of our beloved Charlie. Charlie was a cherished husband, father and grandfather, and as a member of the Rolling Stones, one of the greatest drummers of his generation." And rock royalty have also paid their respects, including Elton John, Joan Jett, Axl Rose, Billy Idol, Lenny Kravitz, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney.
"So sad to hear about Charlie Watts. He was a lovely guy. I knew he was ill, but I didn't know he was this ill. So, lots of love to his family, his wife and kids and his extended family. And condolences to the Stones. It'll be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock and a fantastic drummer. Steady as a rock. Love you, Charlie."
There is buzz that the latest trailer for Tom Holland's Spider-Man No Way Home was leaked on Sunday before being pulled immediately off the web. See what I did there? Spider-Man web. Okay. Sony and Marvel decided to drop the full trailer last night, and it looks like a lot of fun.
"That's right, folks. Spider-Man is, in fact, Peter Parker."
"Does any part of you feel relieved about all this?"
"What do you mean?"
"Now that everybody knows, you don't really have to hide or lie to people."
"For the record, I never wanted to lie to you. But how do you tell someone that you're Spider-Man?"
"Now everybody knows.
But this isn't about me. This is hurting a lot of people."
"Hello, Peter."
Spider-Man No Way Home, set for theatrical release December 17.
Netflix have revealed that they have secured the rights to the Beverly Hills Cop franchise, with a fourth movie currently in pre-production. And yes, Eddie Murphy is set to return as our favourite Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley.
Oh yeah. And we have our first official trailer for season 2 of The Morning Show, or The Morning Wars as it's called in Australia, starring Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. Picks up right after the explosive events of season 1. The Morning Show's second season premieres on Apple TV Plus September 17. Come for the news, stay for the drama.
"The game is changing. My job is to ensure the stability of UBA.
Alex, I need you to come back. You are the only thing that can save us."
"I don't think I've ever said that before."
"I'm not going to get edged out. I feel like I'm bringing in my big sister to clean up my mess."
"Man, you couldn't have planned this any better. Stepping away when you did."
"I was broken, Doug."
"Yeah.
This network needs to clean up its act."
"3.
Don't forget, this is your show."
"And we're back."
"2.
I know I come with a history that not all of you love."
"1. 9 months ago, you opened a door, and you need to walk through it now."
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.